My name is Carol Everett. I'm doing a special download and remote viewing on the situation on Joe Yates, who went missing December the 17th in Bristol. I've got no idea what's coming out, and I'm just going to give it as it comes.
Who was the last person she saw before she died? What does he look like?
The last person that Joe saw before she actually passed out was a man leaning over her with a longish neck, dark, short hair, rather big ears, and tall and thin looking. Looks to be about 20 to 24. In the background was another man, fair haired, cut really short, innocent looking, baby faced. The fair haired man was a lot shorter and seemed to be more scared than really taking part in anything. Both of these men were youngish men, but only one had his hands or anything to do with Joe. Next question.
Where did the person come from?
The dark haired man was from another county. He was not a local man. The fair haired, shorter guy with the baby faced, however, was a local lad. It's possible that this local lad will come forward because he was really scared. Things got out of hand. What started as a joke and a laugh turned out nasty.
Okay, what did you think was the motive originally?
The motive originally was a laugh and maybe a bit of sex. But Joe was not having any of that in the end, though, because of the joking around, they maybe thought she did.
Where do you think these people are now?
One has left it, and one is still around, as he is fairly local.
Any car involved?
There was a light coloured grey car, fairly shiny looking.
Did she get into the car?
did get into the car because she thought they were friendly.
Did she know them?
She didn't know them properly, no.
Right, the question is, where are they now?
The fair-haired man lives on an estate with other members of his family. He isn't a criminal type person at all. The place is not that far away from where the night club was. What night club?
I don't know. Where's the other guy?
The other guy lives about 50 miles away. So he must have been visiting relatives.
And they might have been to a club and then seen her. But she was just coming out of a lot of license, didn't she?
Yeah.
Can you see any more of where the men are now?
The men now, the dark haired man has gone towards the north 50 miles away. Looks like he was staying with friends more than relatives. We see a group of five men originally in a night club not that far away. The men disperse. Then there are two, and the two were the ones that spotted Jo and offered her a lift originally. She said no, but then they followed her in a car, not by foot. Watched her go into a gate. Looks like a back alley somewhere where there is also the way to get into her place. It looks very narrow and with not much lighting in it. The one man went to the door, the other stayed outside, asked her if she wanted to go and have another drink somewhere where they knew. She actually said yes initially, but then things went wrong when they tried to get too familiar with what they were saying. I can see the two men will try to draw them. It's not easy, but would suggest that the police look at CT cameras in nearby night clubs. This one was not that far away from where Joe was with friends. Looks like the place begins with an L or F. Down a side street, but wide street, not that far, in fact, from a police station.
Can you see what actually happened to her after she was taken away? A time scale, because they have had 8 days now, and they don't know what happened during those 8 days between her going and being found.
There was a short period of time where her body was left in a car. It was in the car, and at the time, not long after she left her flat, that she was killed. But she wasn't left there straight away, but wherever she was always cold. So it's very difficult, because of time of year, to establish by the police when she died. But she did not live long after she left her flat, but was kept somewhere really, really cold outside, then left where she was found. Other people had walked there and hadn't seen her, so she couldn't have been there all that time.